The Right Stuff dating app blasts transgender push on competitor sites. By Hannah Blow on October 28, 2022. John McKenty, founder and CEO of the new normal dating app, The Right Stuff, blasted competitors in an ad this week, explaining that dating has become far too confusing with countless gender options and the dangers of being accused of misgendering while trying to flirt. McKenty, the former director of the White House Presidential Personnel Office during the Trump administration, who hopes the new app reestablishes a normal dating experience absent woke political agendas, blasted competitors such as Tinder, Bumble, and Hinge for losing focus and bowing down to the radical left, ruining the dating experience for many. "The old ways of dating are dead. You're probably not going to randomly run into your soulmate at the grocery store, or the gym, or at the wedding you're going to next weekend. Dating's gone digital," McKenty said, walking through an individual's options in this current day and age. "And here are your options: Hinge, where you're prompted to add your pronouns, and you can be accused of misgendering while trying to flirt. Bumble, where you're forced to pledge allegiance to causes you don't believe in, or you have to sort through 33 gender options," he said. "Or Tinder. Well, see for yourself," he said, as the ad cut to a montage of individuals, many of whom are transgender, and one, specifically, who said he identified as male for now. "Maybe this works for some of you, and that's fine. But if you're looking for something different, we created an alternative, The Right Stuff, where you're going to meet quality like-minded people, where the trolls are kept out because it's invite-only, where you can be yourself openly without beliefs being forced on you," he said, describing The Right Stuff as the least political dating app. "So let's get back to normal," he added. Watch. McKenty, during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily, explained that political affiliation is the biggest deal-breaker when it comes to dating, and current platforms are all run exclusively by Democrats. "The bias is built into the apps themselves, and I just wanted to create our own space. They've made it clear, they want nothing to do with us, which is fine. We don't want to date them, either. The country's very divided. We want our own place," he added. Listen. Breitbart Middle. John McKenty, September 29, 2022.